Minneapolis-based artist Chris Heatwave Home plays Crow Peak Brewery in Spearfish tonight. Tomorrow, you can see him live at Hay Camp Brewing in Rapid City. Chris also fronts the Roots rock and roll band The Fattening Frogs and psychedelic blues rock duo Heatwave and Landman. He joins us now from SDPB's Black Hills Bureau. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing as good as could be expected under the circumstances.
All right. So you've had an interesting night of driving or morning of driving, and you made it out to a Rapid City in the Spearfish area for that, for those shows. That's devotion.
Well, I didn't really have anything else to do, so.
How much are you on the road?
Not as much as I have been the last couple of years. I'm taking a little slower, but the last couple of years I've been on the road probably, you know, at least a third of the year, if not more.
Do you enjoy that part of it, you know, in spite of the weather that sort of makes it interesting, more interesting than you'd like it to be?
Normally I do. Right now I'm not so sure, but after last night.
Well, maybe we should start with some music to sort of, you know, get some of the nerves out. And what would you like to play for us first thing today?
All right. Well, let's do a little song I wrote about my hometown in northwestern Minnesota. Then I got to put this harmonica thing on here quick. All right, sorry about that. This song is called The Railroad Bridge Song. It's kind of about times changing, you know, especially in small towns. And kind of about getting old, too. Older. All right. I'm just an old bridge, strong and tall, but my time is coming gone. Pull the rails, pull the ties, and the trains don't run here anymore. You pass by each and every day, and your trucks and cars on your highway. You don't need the trains, you say, and the trains don't run here anymore. All but I stand to remind of a time when the railways were the lifeblood of the land. Your small towns fading away, born on the stops of the trains, but the trains don't run here anymore. These old buildings, they still stand where the trains met the timber, grain, and the men. Now they're relics just like me, and the trains don't run here anymore. Oh, but I stand to remind of a time when the railways were the lifeblood of the land. Your small towns fading away, born on the stops of the trains, but the trains don't run here anymore. People come, people die, I'll just keep on standing high above the waters as they flow 50 feet below. I have stood 100 years, built of wood, steel, sweat and tears, and I will stand 100 more, but the trains won't run here anymore. This bridge will stand alone, but the trains won't run here anymore.
You're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio. My guest today, Chris Heatwave Holm. He plays in Spearfish tonight at Crow Peak Brewery. Tomorrow night you can see him at Hay Camp Brewing in Rapid City. Tell me a little bit, Chris, about where you grew up. And then, you know, we're talking northern Minnesota, and yet you have this, you know, deep connection to music, maybe from the American South or maybe from, you know, places that most people don't necessarily associate with northern Minnesota.
Yeah, I grew up way northwest of Minnesota, right kind of above the headwaters of the Mississippi River. And my dad listened to a lot of, like, old early Johnny Cash, Hank Williams, old bluegrass when I was a kid. And then the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou came out, and we kind of, you know, sort of bonded over that music in that movie. And that was kind of the start to when I got into old-time music.
So how old are you when that movie comes out, just roughly? I'm not trying to date you, but I'm just wondering.
20, I don't know. It was early
20s. You're in your 20s? Yeah.
Early 20s, right. I think.
So at that, so what were you doing before and then after? I mean, was that a moment where you kind of, because that felt, that you know, soundtrack felt like a cultural moment for a lot of people is what I'm trying to get at here. And did it feel like that for you, that it opened a door?
Yeah, it did. It did. I was like, when I was a kid, I mostly listened to my, like, my dad's old records from the 60s, like Led Zeppelin, CCR, Beatles, Rolling Stones. And then I saw that movie, and I was kind of had the aha moment where that's kind of where that stuff came from, you know, partly. Like, a lot of the stuff that they were, the stuff that was my favorite stuff that they were doing was very influenced by that old-time music, so that was kind of an aha moment for me.
Yeah. Were you playing at that time? How old were you when you started playing?
I was sort of not really playing too much back then, just sort of played a little bit of guitar, but, you know, didn't really take it very seriously. And I didn't really even start playing this kind of music until probably 10 years after that still, but that was when I kind of started to get into it. And
at what point do you, I'm always curious about this when I interview artists, is at what point then do you start thinking you have something to contribute to this whole, you know, conversation, this musical history and this musical heritage? At what point do you say, hey, me too, I've got something to say?
I was in a band that was touring a lot, and so that was kind of taking up most of my time. But then started going to see a guy named Charlie Parr play a lot, and, you know, he's another Minnesota guy that plays a lot of old time music, and I just watched the crowd reactions, and even, like, people in their 20s going and seeing him play old time music and being really into it, and I thought, this is something that I, you know, this is right up my alley. This is what I want to do. And so I kind of started working my way into that scene. You know, it just felt right.
The first song we heard was called the Railroad Bridge Song off of The Trains Don't Run Here Anymore. Chris Holm, what would you like to play for us next?
Let's see. Well, how about I play a song called Gulfport, Mississippi Blues? It's a song I wrote down in Mississippi a couple years ago after I was just sitting on the beach playing my guitar, and I started talking to this guy who had lost his home in Hurricane Katrina. And then just kind of put some of that into a song I had started working on. So, watching the waves roll in, I might jump in the water and knock them out again. Sitting here watching the waves roll in, I might jump in the water and knock them out again. Way down in Mississippi on the Gulf of Mexico. Air was cool, the water was cold. A man gets tired, a man gets old. The air was cool, the water was cold. A man gets tired, a man gets old. Way down in Gulf of Mexico. Clouds are hanging overhead, sun don't shine, soon may as well be dead. Clouds are hanging overhead, sun don't shine, soon may as well be dead. Way down in Mississippi on the Gulf of Mexico. Well, down this coast, 10 years gone on, the winds were high, the rains were strong. Down this coast, 10 years gone on, the winds were high, the rains were strong. Way down in Mississippi on the Gulf of Mexico. On this spot once stood my home, 100 years and now it's gone. On this spot once stood my home, 100 years and now it's gone. Way down in Mississippi on the Gulf of Mexico. Will the train I ride 10 coaches long gonna carry me from my earthly home? Train I ride 10 coaches long gonna carry me from my earthly home. Way down in Mississippi on the Gulf of Mexico. And when I lie 6 feet below, this life can't mistreat me no more. When I lie 6 feet below, this life can't mistreat me no more. Way down Mississippi on the Gulf of Mexico. Way down Gulf of Mexico.
Moment in Sound with Chris Heatwave Holm. You can see him in Spearfish tonight, Rapid City tomorrow. And Chris, I'm wondering, you know, you played harmonica and the style of music that you play, and you teach lessons. How important is it to sort of pass on some of these techniques to a new crop of musicians?
I love doing it. I think it's sort of something that needs to be passed on, you know, like... I just personally feel like a lot of modern music has sort of lost its connection to the past. But there's also a lot of people out there that are going way back, you know, to the early stuff that I listen to. And, you know, even people that kind of start out more of like a rock or punk or, you know, other things are discovering that a lot of music they love is still influenced by the old stuff, and then they get into it. So I know a lot of guys that start off as punk musicians that are playing this kind of stuff, and I have a lot of people that come in and want to learn how to play it that grew up listening to metal and punk and things like that, and they're like, I want to learn to play the harmonica now and play some finger style guitar. Mm.
Mm. One more song. We've got a little bit of time left. One more for us.
All right, I'll do one more. It's I figure I might as well do this one while I'm in South Dakota.
All right.
It's a song about sort of a true story. A little writer's block, and just kind of sitting on my mom's porch in northern Minnesota writing about what was happening, and it became a song. Kind of just a fun little one that's a little bit of a sing-along when I play live. Walking outside at night, underneath that pale moonlight, I started howling with coyotes. They were singing that lonesome song, and I just joined in and sang along, cause I know just exactly how they feel. Especially bright, and it must have been quite a sight to see me out there howling with coyotes. They didn't seem to mind a bit. In fact, I think they saw quite fit to howl a little louder in sympathy. Yodelay, yi-yo, yodelay, yi-yo, yodelay, yi-yo, yodelay, yodelay, yi-yo, yodelay.
Chris Heatwave Home plays Crow Peak Brewery in Spearfish tonight. Chris, fabulous time. You can find more about his music at chrisholmmusic.com. Chris, thanks so much. We'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks for having me.